All right, we got Greg on the line from Bait Plus in Gwynn. Greg, how are things going today?
Going well. Real well.
Well, checking in with you, lots of different reports from, a lot of lakes in your area. So you must still have quite a few people headed out fishing.
Oh, yeah. They're still hitting the area pretty hard. We're selling quite a bit of bait in here. Everything from wigglers, waxworms, sucker minnows, shiners, and they're trying it all right now. They're having some pretty good success, from what I understand, at least catching some fish.
Yeah, we're hearing the same thing from the reports coming into the show from listeners. Before we get into the long list of lakes in your area, let me ask you first of all how the ice conditions are.
Well, they were pretty slushy last week. I believe they got a little harder now with this cooler weather we had, but still some decent ice as far as getting out on it. Snowmobiles been getting out there. I haven't really seen any four wheelers out on it, but we've been taking some snowmobiles. Ice is still safe.
Would you give an average, I know every lake's a little bit different, but could you give us kind of an average of the ice thickness, the good ice that is?
It's around 10 to 12.
All right. Now, I'm assuming some of those lakes are probably thicker than that, because I have gotten some reports from your area of 18-inch ice still.
Yeah, there's a few spots that are going to be that, yeah.
I guess let's talk about what you've been hearing from your customers for different reports around different lakes in your area. There's a lot of them.
Yeah, Little Lake, they're still catching a small eye out there. A couple more weeks of that yet. So still catch some walleye out there, east bass with the pike, Johnson with perch, and a few trout. West Bass Lake, too, with the rainbow. We've had some success with that in the last week.
Okay.
Rainbow trout.
Now, we got some warmer weather coming up here. It's not going to melt all of a sudden or anything, but I would say the first few days of this really warm weather coming our way is probably going to be pretty productive out on the hard water. Let's talk about the walleye first of all. You brought that up on Little Lake. What were they using there?
Shiners.
Okay. All right. Shiners.
Using shiners for that. And they're having success with the shiners. So.
The perch lakes around your area, are they using mostly wigglers or a combination of wigglers, minnows? What?
Waxworms.
Oh, really?
Spikes. Yeah, for perch.
Waxworms and spikes, okay.
Those and wigglers have been good for the trout, really. They've been having success with the rainbows with the wigglers.
Okay. Now, are you talking Johnson and West Bass or just one or the other?
West Bass, mainly.
Okay. Now, we got more to talk to Greg about at Bait Plus and Gwynn, including maple syrup making. How to get that sap out of the tree. They're now carrying a line of products there at Bait Plus and Gwynn. So stay tuned for that, plus more Wiggler talk coming up on our next Outdoor Report right here later this hour on The Outdoor Show.